This episode of Blether Together was recorded with the Scottish Association of Young Farmers Clubs live at AgriScot 2025, the morning after the night of that incredible 4-2 football result, bicycle kick and all, that sent Scotland through to the World Cup. This morning, we are recording our first Blether Together podcast in front of a live audience. I'm about to go in, but I'm just going to meet some people who are queuing up to listen to what Katrina and Jack have to say, our guests for today.
Hi, my name's Emily Simpson, and I'm the National Events and Engagement Manager at Young Farmers.
Hello, my name's Gillian Kennedy, and I'm Chair of SAYFC. There's loads of ways that Young Farmers helps our well-being, both mentally and physically. We can get engaged with sporting activities, we can get engaged on a sort of a wider basis, just even going to club meetings right up through districts, regions, national competitions and events. There's lots of ways that we can socialise with other people and just get people off farms, away from work life, whether you're farming or not, and just engaging with lots of like-minded people. I've also just been doing a challenge to raise funds for the Big Build, and we've been climbing 56 Munros, and that's been fantastic in terms of getting out and about, like lots of physical activity, especially this time of year when it starts to get dark and a bit more miserable. You know, if people can get engaged with each other, whether that is physical or mental well-being, and just really taking a little bit of time to look after themselves.
How important is well-being to sort of young farmers now? Is it really on the radar?
It really is. We're very lucky, we've got a full committee dedicated to our field development and well-being. Try to offer them multiple different trainings or opportunities, whether it's suicide awareness or risk assessments. We also have our little campaign of Are You OK? We just encourage all of our members to talk to each other. We have a respect campaign with respect ambassadors.
I think top of the tree is just the social network. You get so much from that, and no matter how you get that social network, whether it is the fact that you play football with somebody a few times a week or you just do give something a go in Young Farmers, I think it provides that opportunity just to try something. And when everybody's doing the same sort of thing, giving something a go, there's a spirit to that as well. Whether you're doing it competitively or just for a laugh, it's the social network that comes with it.
Hello, I'm Will Murray. I'm a content creator on TikTok and Instagram. I'm also a sheep farmer just based outside Edinburgh, and I'm 28 years old. There's definitely a sudden stop to certain social aspects. You're not going out to dinner dances and meeting up for random concert practices within the Young Farmers. It's definitely taking something away from you, but at the end of the day, we are growing up. Priorities change, kids, all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of things that will fill a void, but then at the same time, if you're still feeling like left out and everything, what I've done is I've taken more of a passion into gym work, making myself feel better, look better, as well as focus on my rugby, my sports. It's just little things that take you outside of the farm that actually helps your well-being. At the same time, like, just because you're outside of Young Farmers doesn't stop you from seeing your friends. Like, you are more than happy to just go round and see, like, pop into your friend's house, see how they're getting on, have a drink with them. Like, at the end of the day, the social aspect only stops as much as you let it.
Well, thank you for coming along to support us and Jack. I can't even think what questions I'm going to ask. Have you got your questions ready?
I think so.
I know who I'm coming
to
first. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for making it. I suspect there's a lot of farmers that are still nursing a bit of a hangover from the result last night, maybe. Woo! Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic for Scotland. Fantastic news. So we start on a high, and we're going to continue that theme. Katrina and Jack, welcome to Blether Together. Thank you very much for joining us. Our first podcast in front of a live audience at AgriScot 2025. No pressure. Anyway, I typically start these conversations with a rapid fire question round of random and typically ridiculous questions. So I hope you're up for answering some of them. Is that all right? It's a rhetorical question, by the way, so you're going to be present. Okay, so listen, they're not by design. They're not laid out in any order. Where they land, they fall. Is that okay? So keeping up with the times, Jack, will we say gentleman first?
Well, go for it.
Okay, Jack, what's the first thing you do in the morning?
Have a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee. Katrina, what is a favourite thing about your job?
The people.
If you could go back to any age, what age would that be?
Probably 16, just leaving school, because leaving school was the best day of my life, I would say. As simple as that.
I've got a son rather like that too. Katrina, would you rather always be underdressed or overdressed?
Oh, underdressed.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Jack, how do you answer the telephone?
All right. Very, very casual. Very casual.
Katrina, is your bed made right now?
Probably not, because I jumped out it quite quick this morning.
It always surprises me how many people have not made their bed. Is that not the first thing you should be doing in the morning? Yeah. FOMO or JOMO?
FOMO, probably.
FOMO. Everyone know what JOMO is? Joy of missing out. I think that just comes with age, though, so maybe that's why we're talking. Jack, lastly, are you a stewer or let it all out?
Oh, let it all out. And I wouldn't like to be in front of me if I was letting it all out.
That's good to know. Okay, good to know. Well, guys, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a wee round of applause for them being out. So good sports. So, Katrina, if I had a sort of well-being graph in front of me, you know, 0 being the lowest and 10 being, you know, the highest, where would you be on that graph at the moment?
Probably around about a 7 or an 8. Yeah, okay. I'm quite good at... I'm not overly an optimist necessarily, so that's why I'm not 9 or 10. But I do a lot of self-care. I do a lot of running and things for my well-being.
And Jack, what about you?
Yeah, probably even 8, 9. I'm pretty optimistic about everything.
Where's that shortfall then?
Every day is bad days, I suppose. And probably you could push even up, but then it can drop very quickly. If you get annoyed at something and something doesn't go your way, it can fall very quickly. But as long as you get it back up again, things are good.
Do you think a 10 is elusive? Do you think it's unrealistic?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything can be better.
Things can't always be perfect.
I could have been 5-2 last night.
Okay. Is that not a typically Scots way of looking at it? We're going whenever it is. We're going first time, whatever, in 28 years. We should be celebrating. I suppose happiness, and we maybe put too much on this sort of emphasis on happiness, and well-being is a great way to describe that sort of overall all feeling, isn't it? Rather than happiness specifically. But how would you define happiness, Katrina?
Oh, geez, so you put me in the spot there. Happiness, just being with my family or being at work. I enjoy my work, enjoy being around people most of the time. As long as my kids are behaving, I'm happy.
And Jack?
Yeah, I would say when I've got good balance through everything, whether it be work, socialising, when everything's, you know it's been a good week when you've achieved a lot of work and you've also got time to go out and also get time to do things you enjoy and also time to relax. So yeah, balance throughout.
And how much do you care about well-being? Is that on your radar?
Yeah, I think subconsciously it probably is. But I thoroughly just take every day as it comes most of the time you're wanting to push on, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay, so just for the purposes of the room, I know that I know a little bit about you. I've read about you. Can you maybe just, Katrina, tell everyone who you are, what you do, and where you come from?
I come from a farm in Dumbarton. We were beef and sheep. I grew up with my mum, dad, two sisters, my brother. I'm now married to Tommy, and we have two kids, and we have a dairy farm in Balmore. I went to Young Farmers, the Loch Lomond Young Farmers, I had a great time my Young Farmers life. I've then gone on to, maths was always a kind of thing that I enjoyed, and I kind of landed in bookkeeping. So I used to work for a company, I'm now self-employed, and have a lot of clients that I look after, doing either VAT or livestock records and that sort of thing, and enjoyed doing triathlons and things like that.
That's a wee throwaway. We'll come back to that. I mean, a lot of farmers I speak to are people who've grown up in that environment. You know, they would often use one word to describe it, idyllic. You know, it's a lovely way to describe a childhood, and it's fantastic that, you know, farming families have that sort of, you know, that feel about them. Is that the same for you?
Looking back, maybe yes, but probably at the time I hated it. I didn't, and it was hard living on a farm because you were completely away from everyone else. You know, our farm, we were a mile from the main road, and you know, a 3 or 4 miles from friends. So in that respect, it was hard. But as I got older, I appreciated it more, and even more so now having my kids on the farm. You know, they can just go out and enjoy. My son is obsessed with the farm, which is lovely. But yeah, I think I appreciate it more now than I did as a child myself.
There's time to convince them otherwise, obviously. Yeah,
I'm trying hard.
Jack, that freedom, is that something that, you know, you had growing up as well?
Yeah, possibly slightly different to then that we had a, we've got a farm shop on farm. So we've got people there nearly 24/7, so you're almost hassled by people rather as not seeing anybody at all. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed growing up in farm and everything that came with it, whether it be actually having to speak to, probably we were put in front of people at a very young age, which was very good for getting us talking to people and getting us out and about. So no, I thoroughly enjoyed growing up in farm.
And were you the type of family that would sit around a table and sort of like talk out issues and talk out problems, or were things sort of like left to another day, manana?
No, I would say the first one, every day we have a committee meeting, we sit down for lunch, and there's probably 8 or 9 of us around the kitchen table in the farmhouse, and that's where we get any arguments out or any problems solved.
And who's the first one to sort of put the hand up and go, okay, we need to address this, we need to talk about this?
Yeah, I think everybody's got enough heart to put their hand up. Nobody's scared to say it. It's everybody's family that's there, so if you've got a problem, you say it, and if you've not got a problem, you listen.
And I think it's a real mix, isn't it, Katrina and farming families? It's not often the way that people do sit down and tackle things and address issues.
Yeah, oh no, our family, we didn't talk about things. You just kind of got on with life. And then there'd be a massive explosion one day, you know. So, yeah, we are quite the opposite, I think.
And do you
brush under the carpet?
What are your reflections on that? Sorry to interrupt. What are your reflections on that?
I wish you could speak more, but I think it's just the way that we are, you know, it's the way you're brought up, it's in your genes sometimes, I think, you know, you're not encouraged to talk about things. I try and encourage my kids to tell me if they're worried about things, but I probably bottle things up more. I'm better at expressing my feelings now. I'm not perfect at it, but probably better than I was at one time. But yeah, I do try and encourage my kids to kind of give me a wee bit of feedback on how they're feeling.
And Jack, I'm getting the impression that you obviously talk about business, work, what's going on in the sort of working day. How often would you share, you know, what you're feeling emotionally, physically, mentally? How often would that be shared around the table?
Yeah, I think probably not openly, but you get to pick up on somebody being different from what they usually are, maybe, or not being theirself. We definitely, yeah, as you say, like business is probably what we talk, and even taking that back to a more relaxed setting, we can talk about socialising as well. So you can automatically tell whether it be me or my cousins that are sitting around the table, whether they're their usual self or whether they're holding something back.
Who is your go-to if you need to talk?
Probably my cousin, actually. We are similar ages and we probably just vent off each other and let it out. It's probably not taken as a serious conversation. It's probably just something that's said and flung away, and then maybe he'll come back to it, or if he says something, I'll come back to it. And we usually go from there.
I've often thought, you know, I'm not, you know, from a farming background, and I've looked in on young farmers and thought it's a wonderful conduit, isn't it, for that sense of community. Mm-hmm. But it's also, you get the sense that it's a real sort of like, you know, a support group as well. And I wonder how you found young farmers to help you through that, what is very, you know, very important formative stage, isn't it?
Yeah, I made some amazing friends, and we maybe don't always see each other as often now, but when we do, we just like slip back into where we left off, and you can talk about the good old days. And yeah, no, Young Farmers was just amazing for that.
And open and sharing.
Yeah, I think so. Probably, but then back in those days, you didn't talk about your feelings so much. It's more encouraged now. Whereas those days, probably not so much. It wasn't really spoken about much then, I would say.
I love the fact you say back in those days. So I'm thinking back in the days, back in those days. It's probably been even worse. And thinking about, you know, your father and your mum, you know, are they quite good at sharing as well? Do they encourage that within you?
Yeah, definitely. I think they wouldn't see you stuck for a problem anyway. Even people and young farmers, like, you get in a close, tight-knit group because, especially when you're going through office bearer roles in young farmers, whether you're chairing or secretary or treasurer, I think you become this tight-knit group. Suppose you're not the best of friends before your year in command, you certainly leave as very good friends and feel as if you could share any problems with these people.
And do you think you'd be aware if other people were suffering or, you know, having issues that they wanted to talk about?
I would like to hope so. I suppose everybody shows it differently, but certainly if there's anybody that I noticed a change in attitude or a change in their style, I would try and open out the best of my ability to them.
Katrina, you know, you're raising a family, which in itself is a very successful thing to do. I mean, but how would you define success?
Just building on what you've built up, I suppose, you know, and just... Having a family, keeping them alive is quite a success.
On a farm as well, I can imagine, yeah. You've got two.
Two, yes.
Two. And then, you know, planning ahead. Are you planning what they want to do? Have you got words of advice for them?
As long as they're happy, I'm happy. I don't think that you should plan for your kids because that might not be what they want to do. I mean, it looks like my son wants to take on the farm one day, but if he changes his mind in 5 years, then that's entirely up to him. If he wants to go down a different route, he can do that. I just want to be there and support them as best I can on the journey.
Yeah, you've spoken about things, you know, try and get that work-life balance and try and, you know, get that right. You know, what do you do to help your well-being? What do you do, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically? What are your habits?
Yeah, I think I'm probably a stickler for working hard because I feel I get a great sense of achievement from achieving something, whether it be working at a job or working hard towards a goal sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm very, very competitive, I would say. I don't like losing. If I think I'm capable of something, I'll usually try and achieve it. And that gives me a buzz.
People often sort of try and qualify competitiveness, don't they? Go, oh, I'm competitive. That's great, good. That's your superpower. That's a great thing to be competitive. It means that you're ambitious.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what does success for you look like in the future?
Oh, I don't know. The future's tomorrow. The future's 20 years away. I don't know. I would say I certainly want to go home or I'm at home, but certainly continue at the farm. Every road takes a turn, sort of thing. So just go with the flow and keep working hard and keep doing what we do.
Success, I suppose, but part of the word succession, is that something that is talked about?
Yes, it's probably not talked about as much in our household as what it probably should be. It certainly is a big thing and it needs to be sorted out. But yeah, as I say, we're all open ears and we listen to each other and we talk to each other, so it will be discussed and be sorted.
It's interesting that you say that, isn't it? But it's not something you felt comfortable enough to maybe raise yet. You don't feel it's something you want to broach.
Yeah, I think there's a time for everything. And we can all see the way it's heading. It'll just happen someday. And that'll be that.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, you know, it's one of those, it's a tricky subject, isn't it, Katrina?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not one that you really want to think about because you feel like almost you're pushing the parents out, you know, or, you know, the younger generation are wanting to take over. But working together is definitely the best key, you know, the key to it. And probably talking about it is a good thing. This feels a bit wrong as well.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Yes, that's a good...
Now, you sort of brushed off. You were triathlons running earlier on. That's obviously got... That's a must play a huge part in everything about, you know, your well-being.
Oh, absolutely. So
what do you do?
Running-wise or...
What do you do, I suppose? Sorry, I mean, it's a very general question, but thinking about sort of physical well-being, you know, how does that help you?
I just find it helps de-stress. I can go out running and I have to focus on my run, or I can just do an easy run and try and clear my head a bit. And I don't, yeah, you just get a buzz from it, from like doing the competition. I get so nervous beforehand, and then afterwards I just feel amazing, and then I end up signing up for loads more.
So that's habitual then?
It is now, yes. Yeah. I wasn't really into running younger, when I was younger. I did the odd 10K because I was like, oh, well, I'll try it, but I was rubbish at it. And then my friend, I was quite stressed and low mood, and she suggested going out running. So she took me out on a supposedly 5K easy run. We did 7K and I did it pretty fast. that was it. I was hooked and never really looked back.
Mentioned stress there and being in a low mood. I mean, what have the biggest challenges been for you so far?
I think adapting to family life. You know, it's not, you know, it all looks idyllic having kids, but it's not easy. And just the changes as they get older as well. Navigating their moods, my moods. It is quite difficult, but you've just got to get on with it. So my husband probably tells me that I'm out too much, which is probably right, but I enjoy these things, and if it makes me happy, then hopefully it makes them happy.
And do you put yourself under pressure to always have, you know, all your, you know, all the plates spinning and the ducks, like, you know, lined up? Do you feel that pressure to sort of always be
not in pressure, control? But I do quite often have a lot of plates spinning, and usually come the end of the year, I hit a wall. January's really.
Usually we've got a month to go, so
So I think with the run up to Christmas, and there's no school holidays in November and December until Christmas. So I don't know why, but that seems to just get me. So I'm just working all the time. The kids have constantly got things on, whether it's school services or, you know, there always seems to be something that pops up. It just seems to be really busy, and I have a break over Christmas, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so exhausted. Maybe. And I do try to learn from it. I'm trying hard to learn from it.
Days. It's the dark nights. Yeah, I think everybody feels it. And I think potentially as you do get older, you sort of, you know, it gets harder.
Yeah.
And the years get shorter as well. Yes. They somehow get shorter.
Definitely go faster.
Jack, what about you? What so far? I mean, you are mid-20s.
Yeah.
You know, you're just starting out, really. Mm-hmm. What challenges have you faced?
I think, in general, I would like to think that tackle any challenges there and then. I don't, as I said earlier, I don't stew in things. I just get them over with. So probably not thought about challenges the way that some people would build up a challenge. I think if you can break down something when it's small, it's no bother, and you probably thrive off the back of that, and gives you the confidence to tackle your next challenge. But as I say, I thoroughly enjoy challenges. Like, challenges are, don't get me wrong, there will be some things that you think about for a bit longer and they get you down, but just now, yeah, I don't know. Farming is, we're very fortunate that the type of farming we're in is enjoyable, so there's not too much gets us down for by the weather.
I think that's common though, isn't it? Every farmer, they love their job. They love their job. There are moments, yep, like every job, but most farmers seem to really love their job and want to be in that environment. And I'm thinking about, you know, you having been quite pivotal in young farmers and seeing a lot of young, you know, young boys and girls, so to speak, young men and women coming through who perhaps could be very isolated, isn't it? And it can be a tough industry for that, isn't it? You know, I think I'm isolated in the north of Aberdeenshire. You might think Carluke's isolated, but I mean, there's isolated and there's isolated, isn't it? So something like this gives people, I suppose, somewhere to go, somewhere like Farmstrong Scotland.
Yeah. That probably is my biggest challenge coming to the end of my young farmer's career, probably finding what the next thing to get out, get talking to people and seeing what that is, because I do already notice not going to as many club events or things like that, and before you know it, you've stayed in 7 nights this week and you're missing the social that you would get probably, that you'd been out 6 of the 7 nights 5 years ago.
Katrina's talked about triathlons. What's your thing? What do you do physically, apart from obviously every day on the farm?
Definitely not triathlons anyway. I do play a bit of sport, but only at a hobby level rather as anything competitive. I really can't run to save myself. So
I never said I was good at it though.
Oh well, that's true. I'm yet to find it. I'm yet to find it, but I'll find something.
And so in terms of your, you know, what you'd like to, you know, do in the next 5 years, do you have that? I mean, there's a lot of people have that mapped out and have 5-year plans. Is that something you've got, Jack? Or are you just going with the flow?
Oh, I don't even know what time I'm going home today at, never mind.
Depends how good the pastries are.
Well, exactly.
And Katrina, thinking about the dynamic for and working with a husband as well on a farm, that can also be quite stressful at times, can't it? Because you're sort of living together, you're working together, you know, you take your work to the kitchen table, you take it, you know, you take it everywhere you go. So yeah. how do you separate that? Or are you good at separating it?
Don't know. Well, I'm, so in recent years, just in the last few years, my business has kind of built up quite a bit. So I'm actually not at home as much as I would maybe like to be at times. But I think it gives me, when I'm going away and getting other people's chat, I can come back and talk about different things. So I think that's a good thing, me bringing that in. But yeah, there are times where we maybe do discuss things and go, oh, let's not talk about that.
But, so you're good at switching off?
Yeah, better than I was probably at one time. Yeah.
And I'm just thinking with your job as well, you're going out into the rural environment and maybe people are sharing with you as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's quite a privilege that people do share with me their concerns or worries. And we have a right good blather and it might make them feel better even just for that hour or whatever. But quite often I see, like a lot of my clients, they see me more than they see some of their family members. Because they see me on a monthly basis or maybe even more often. So it's nice that they can open up to me.
Well, normally when we're doing roadshows, we ask the floor if there's any questions. We are sort of on a podcast today, but I wonder if there are any questions from the floor, and I can always present it to Katrina or Jack. Anyone got any questions? Yeah, Alan, thank you.
You've both talked about finding your thing and trying to work that through. What do you do when it goes wrong, when you really are against it? Who do you speak to? How do you get out of that? You know, you mentioned your cousin, you've mentioned going for a run. You know, what do you do when you really sort of think, I know I should be doing something different and I need to do something to help myself?
Jack?
I think go and have something to eat to start with. Like, I think that, like, sometimes you can be really down, but sometimes you're just hangry. Like, and then you can have something to eat and you're still down. But then, I don't know, I find, as I said earlier, like speaking to the right people and not setting out. I'm very bad for setting out with the intention to tell them something exactly. You kind of need to go around the process of having a conversation, then you drop it into conversation and then it just all happens, sort of thing. I think if you set out, you build up in your head, if you're going to speak to somebody, I would be very bad for going to speak to somebody and just saying the problem. You have to tell them about these 20 cows first and then come back around to the problem and then go back the other way. And then before you know it, they've kind of worked out that there's something wrong.
That can be time consuming.
Yeah,
as well.
It can be.
Katrina?
Well, my husband, first and foremost, quite often, like, I'll build something up in my head to be much bigger. And then I'll say it to him. He's like, "You're just being ridiculous. You know, that's silly. It's so silly." And he's totally right. And it just needs somebody to tell me that. But in times where I've maybe found things a lot harder, as well, I've got a really great group of friends that I can talk to, as well. There's nothing better than, like, it's great being able to talk to my husband, but there's just something about talking to a woman that maybe just understands it that wee bit more.
I'm looking at you nodding.
So yeah, no, my friends are very great at listening to me. They listen to me a lot.
Thank you so much, both of you, for A, getting here so early, fighting the traffic and the snow, and getting here despite the result last night, Jack. You look very much pleased. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for sharing. You know, these events are as much about, you know, sharing as listening. And I think, you know, it's nice to have some involvement from the crowd as well. So thank you very much for being so open and honest and for being good sports. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for Katrina and Jack. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much.